All righty, rocking and rolling. It is the Zach Gelb Show. Abbott and the Big Ten are hosting the We Give Blood Drive between all 18 Big Ten schools in the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight the largest blood shortage in a generation. Matt Leinart is, of course, partnering with Abbott and calling on all Big Ten fans, students, and alumni, particularly his fellow USC Trojans, to give blood to combat this generational blood shortage. And now joining us is the 2004 Heisman Trophy winner in Matt Leinart. Matt, always great to have you on. How you been?
I'm good, buddy. Thank you. Thanks for having me. And thanks for shouting out Abbott. Obviously, they're doing a great thing, and I'm happy to be a part of that.
Yeah, we'll talk more about them in a bit. I was jealous. I know you were at Colorado last week for Big Noon. Last year, they were a team of individuals, I thought. And early on this season, I thought that was the case. But now they're playing complimentary three-phase football, and it's really cool to see. And I think they're going to make the playoff.
I mean, right? Isn't it crazy? They control their own destiny to make a playoff in year two with Prime. And I think to your point, like we saw them and last year they showed the flashes and we knew Shador and Travis Hunter and the offense could be great. The defense struggled a year ago. It's just been a complete turnaround. Like the defense is much improved. They have playmakers on that side of the ball outside of Travis Hunter and their defense has kept them in games, right? Which wasn't the case a year ago. Shador is elite. I think just Shador is just an elite quarterback, which always helps. But then you have a bunch of receivers and guys that have stepped up and the offensive line still is a work in progress, but a lot better than they've been. So, yeah, I mean, look, they year two and it's been really remarkable to watch them. I mean, they have a path to get to a playoff, which is crazy, but it's a really good football team. Like this isn't like smoke and mirrors and they're getting lucky. Like they just put up almost 50 on Utah last week. And I know Utah is down this year, but that's still like a big time respectable program and what Kyle Whittingham has done. And they dominated them. And I thought that was really impressive.
I love college football, even though I'm from New York. For some reason, college football doesn't really resonate here. But the Giants are going to have an early draft pick and people go, oh, you're a national guy in New York. You know, who do you like to take if the Giants have the first overall pick and they need a quarterback? And I think the conversations between Cam Ward and Shador Sanders, to me, those are the two best guys that are eligible. Who do you think's the better one?
Yeah, I mean, they're different. You know, and I think Cam Ward is sensational. And I'm actually really interested to see kind of Cam Ward in this process with the draft process and the combine and all of that stuff. Cause he is really a unique talent. He can move, he can run. He's played a lot of football. He's older. So I think the game, you know, translating to the next level, I would give the edge to Shador. I think I just his ability really to play from within the pocket and then just the beating he's taken still like his Superman trait, like, is his accuracy and his toughness. Like, he's tough as nails, right? He gets his a lot, and he just keeps getting up. He is supremely accurate. And why? I mean, that's one of the most important traits, in my opinion, in the NFL is because the windows are so close, so small, and so many talented players on the defense. Like, you got to be able to put the ball where you need to be. He can do everything else, but that's the one thing that just separates him from everybody else in this class is just the accuracy, the toughness. He's a great athlete. He doesn't move like Cam Ward, but he moves well enough. So it'll be fun. It's always fun to see these quarterbacks go through the process and kind of see who ends up on top. Shador also, you know, with Deion being his dad, like he's got that blood in him. You know, he's got that type of dog and confidence in him that you need that his dad obviously had and made him one of the best football players to ever live. Shador's got a lot of that quality in him as well. And he's been really impressive to watch over the last 2 years.
I'm not saying Deion will never go to the NFL, but I fully believe he'll be back at Colorado next season. How about yourself?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think I do, too. I don't think he'll go to the NFL. And again, I don't know. I mean, that's my guess. I just don't think he wants to. I think he really enjoys developing and coaching kind of this generation from 18 to 22, even though it's different now and these kids are making money and all that. You're still developing young men, right? And I think that's really important to him. And that's been a message that he's been very clear on. It's just developing and motivating them to be great young men off the field, right? So Colorado, he's going to probably get thrown a lot of money to go coach somewhere in the SEC or somewhere, depending on what jobs open up. But Colorado, I'm not sure if you've ever been there. It's I put this on Instagram. It's like it's literally the most beautiful place
It's beautiful, yeah.
backdrop. It's beautiful, and you get 50,000. It's a great stadium. They have a lot of money there to like build. It's you're in the Big 12, so you have a pat. Like, there's so many great positives about being there. He's clearly getting guys there. Obviously it'll be interesting to see if he does stay with both his kids leaving and Travis Hunter being gone, how that impacts recruiting, because those guys are a big part of the reason why people want to go play for Colorado, right? So, but yeah, my gut would say he stays. Again, I have no dog in the fight. I have no idea what he's going to do, but I think he's great for college football. I really do. He's so unique and he's so different, and it's working.
Matt Leinart here with us on behalf of Abbott. We'll talk about them and the great work Matt's doing in just a second. I'm a Heisman Trophy voter. I know you won a Heisman Trophy award back in 2004 and also get to vote. I think five guys will be finalists this year. I would think it will be Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders will get invites to New York City. And when I look at who could potentially win it, I do think it's really between Ashton Jeanty and also Travis Hunter. To me, and obviously Cam Ward's going to get an invite too, but to me, those are the two guys who could win it. Who do you think is going to win the Heisman this year right now?
It's awesome if you when you put it that way, and you look at a running back who we've I don't know who the last running back to win it, but you get one occasionally, and then
Derrick
Devontae
Henry,
Smith,
I think.
so Derrick Henry, but Travis Hunter is well. First of all, with Ashton Jeanty, I love him, man. This dude is a beast. I don't care what team, what conference he plays on. Like, most of this stuff comes after getting hit anyway. Like, he just can't get tackled. Like, so this isn't like he's playing against cream puffs. Like, that dude is the real deal. I think in order for him to like really have a shot, like, you got to break Barry's record, and you just have to be, you got to go off here the final couple weeks of the season, which he probably will. So, obviously keeping a close eye on that, and I love his game. I think he's a hell of a player. Travis Hunter is. I don't need to tell you this, but like he's one of one. He's very rare. We haven't seen anything like this in college football. And Charles Woodson, who's a good buddy of ours, a Big Noon and a good friend of mine. And like he was the last defense, like what he did, he's not doing what Travis is doing, playing 180 snaps a game and like elite. He probably could have, Charles for sure probably could have, but it's just a different age of football. I said this on our show last week, like LeBron and Shohei and guys like this who are just one of one. We'll never see another LeBron. We'll never see another Shohei Ohtani, probably what he's able to do, hitting, pitching, all of those things. Like, they're phenomenons. Travis Hunter is that. He's got a lot of football left. We're going to get to watch him for a long time, no matter what he does in the NFL. But at the collegiate level, there's no one that's done what he's done consistently, week in and week out. And the impact that he's had on both sides of the ball, he's elite on both sides of the ball. And he's a big reason why they're in this position. So, all that being said, I mean, he's the favorite to win. I think if he does, he deserves it. But there's a lot of like Dylan Gabriel's great, Cam Ward is great, Jeanty is great, Shedeur. You mentioned,
Yeah.
I hope he deserves to be in New York. I just again, two guys on the same team. I dealt with that with Reggie a little bit the year after I won. I was able to go to New York, but does that maybe hinder him a little bit? But you said five. I hope they bring five. I don't know why. Sometimes they bring three and this, like, bring as many as you can that get votes. Like,
I think it will definitely be four. Shedeur, you're right. I think he should be there, but you only get, for people that obviously don't vote, they don't know the process, you only get three votes if you're a voter.
yeah. Well, we'll see. I think it's been a fantastic race. Again, Travis Hunter's doing something we've never seen. Ashton Jeanty is an absolute stud. And then you guys like get Gabriel, Shedeur, like, we're getting really great quarterback play. It's been a fun year to watch that race and see how it unfolds here, the most important month. So,
But let me ask you about USC. I was talking to Clay Matthews, your buddy, last week, and he said they need more grit. They need more toughness. I know they made the change, obviously, at quarterback with Jaden coming in and starting last week. They beat Nebraska. This is now 3 years of Lincoln Riley, one good year, and then the last 2 years have been disappointing. Where's your belief level still in Lincoln Riley?
yeah, I mean, Clay's right. I mean, it's a toughness, it's a mindset, it's a mentality, and that's a culture thing, right? That starts from the top, and that's how you handle your team. That's the Pete was great at that because Pete was high energy, fun, and all that, but he built a culture of competitiveness and desire to be the best you can be, and that was in competition, that was in practice, that was in everything we did at USC. And that was why, like we always said, like when it was the second half or it was the fourth quarter, whether we were blowing someone out or was close, like we always knew that we would finish, and it was always finish. And that's something that USC has just struggled with this year. And sometimes the ball can bounce the other way and you can win all those close games, right? Like it, they are close in that regard, but it is a mentality, and it's a mentality that's missing in my opinion. And that just needs to change in order for them to be successful. I would say the pulse, like people are frustrated. People want to see better. And I think that's justified. I think Lincoln would tell you the same thing. You mentioned Jaden, you know, Jaden played great last week and gave him a little bit of a spark. And I think also it just gives the fan base a little bit of a spark to see potentially what USC can be in the future. You know, that's an audition to be the starting quarterback job, not just this year, but next year. But, you know, they need to be better. You know, there's no reason to believe, you know, look at the games this year. They should have beat Penn State. They should have beat Michigan. They should have beat Minnesota, but should have isn't going to get it done. Like, you need to figure out how to win those games, and you need to finish how to build a certain level of toughness to win those types of games. And that's just something that they don't have yet.
Tell me what you're doing today with Abbott, Matt Leiner.
Yeah, so Abbott teamed up with the Big Ten Conference to do the We Give Blood Drive competition. So the school that receives the most blood donations will receive $1 million award. So plenty of incentive out there for everybody to donate blood. We have a severe blood shortage, blood crisis in our country. There's a lot of people that are impacted by that, whether, you know, mothers after childbirth, accident victims, cancer patients, you name it. There's just so many people out there that need blood that maybe don't have the opportunity because there's a shortage. So Abbott's doing a really cool thing with the Big Ten, this competition, obviously, to create awareness. You can go to Big Ten, bigten.org/Abbott, excuse me, sorry, to pick a location. You can go donate. You just have to upload your proof of donation to whatever school you want. You know, you don't have to be an alumni. You can just pick a school that you want to donate for. I will say this, USC is at the bottom right now. Like at the very bottom.
Got to get them going.
Yeah, we got to get them going. There is a blood drive this Thursday at USC. Starting at 4 o'clock. It ends December 7th, which is Big Ten championship game. So still plenty of time to get out there. I'll be giving blood this week. We'll be at the Ohio State game. So I'll be in Columbus going to give blood over there for USC, obviously. But really, I've worked with Abbott before. They're a great partner. They do a lot of great things. And again, just trying to raise awareness and get people out there to go donate blood.
Indiana going to give Ohio State a game, you think, with Cignetti?
But the numbers seem pretty high. I was like, "Ooh, that was interesting." I think so. I mean, this team, look, Ohio State is really talented, and I think Ohio State could win the title. Like, that's how good they are and can be. We've also seen them struggle against Nebraska. We also saw them, you know, have a tough game against Penn State, right? Which we all kind of expected. Indiana's a really good football team. That coach has got a lot of confidence. That team plays with a lot of confidence, and it's not just this is a really good team and they've benefited from an easy schedule. You could argue that team will give Ohio State a hell of a fight. There's no doubt about that. That's a really, really good coach team with really good skills. They got a lot of talent and they got a belief, man. So it's going to be fun. That's going to be a good game.
Last thing I'll ask you, because I know you got to bounce, Carson Beck. It's been a disappointing season, but last week when he needed to, he was at his best. And he could save the whole narrative on him in the next few months, really, and go win another national championship. Just what are your thoughts on him?
Way to answer, man. Like, that's what you got to do as a quarterback. It's not always going to be easy. I think I've been in that situation where you're on a team where there's so much expectation, right? There's so much just expectation. They've won championships. And going into this year, he's potentially the number one pick in the draft. There's just a lot that goes at it. And I understand sometimes – I think when you watch the film, and I've watched a lot of film on him this year, you just press a little bit, right? You try too hard, and then it results in sometimes some of the negative plays. I will say this about Carson Beck. Like, their receiver, like they don't have the playmakers that he had a year ago.
They're missing Bowers, big time.
They're missing guys. Their offensive line has been beaten up at times. Like, George is still a great team talent. Kirby's a great coach. This is just a different team. Like, they just don't have what we're used to. Like, typically they've had great running game. Like, they haven't had that this year. So there's a lot of pieces around him that kind of fallen short, which in turn affects the quarterback position at times. That's just the way it works. So, but a lot of it also has been on him too. And I was happy to see him bounce back, because Tennessee's, I mean, that's an elite defense, and he tore him up, and he bounced back. And as a quarterback, you got to have a short memory, whether it's the next play or whether it's the next game, and he did that. So I was proud to see him bounce back. He's taken a lot of criticism. He seems pretty unflappable, like it doesn't really bother him, and that showed last week.
He's Matt Leinart on behalf of Abbott. Matt, keep on kicking ass with the podcast and also Big Noon Kickoff, and it's amazing how someone who's a friend of Bron, and I'm not talking about LeBron James for people that are just listening, could be this well-spoken and this articulate on the air. It's crazy.
Oh, shout out to Bron. Look at Bron getting a shout out on here. I love it.
Now his head will be too big, you know?
thanks for having me, bud. I appreciate it, man.